Walking in a meadow green for recreation's sake, to drive away some sad thoughts which sorrowful did me make, I spied two lonely lovers did bear each other's woe, to point a place of meeting upon the meadow brow. Saying, "Come, my lovely sweeting, come sit thee down by me. It is a merry meeting if we two can agree. If we two can agree to this, I thee do woe, that thou shouldst only meet me upon the meadow brow. My father is a gentleman, my mother loves me dear. She hath given me annuity of £20 a year, and I have spent it all, nay more I will spend too. So thou wilt grant to meet me upon the meadow brow. My maester hath forewarned me out of thy company, and oftentimes hath cheered me for staying so long with thee, for staying so long with thee, but I will stay thee more, so thou wilt grant to meet me upon the meadow brow. Sweetheart," quoth she, "I cannot for opportunity. A thing I can't accomplish, our meeting doth deny. Else shouldst thou me command to ride, to run, or go. Were it not so, I'd meet thee upon the meadow brow." "Sweetheart," quoth he, "who fear you, or who dares do thee wrong? Dost fear thy maester's heavy hand, or mistress nimble tongue? Dost fear the tell-tale servants, tut let such matters go, and prithee, sweeting, meet me upon the meadow brow?" Quoth she, "You do mistake, sir, 'tis no such thing I fear. Therefore, to urge it farther, I do entreat forbear. I do not greatly care for aught that they can do. Another thing doth hinder me to meet on meadow brow. What should the occasion then be, oh, thou shouldst be so precise? Or what is it should cause thee in love to be unwise? Dost thou my love despise, or wouldst thou love forego? I pray thee, sweeting, meet me upon the meadow brow. I tell thee, gentle sweeting, Queen Venus never run so swift after Adonis as I to thee would come. Queen Dinah in her shower of gold did not so willing do as I would be to meet thee upon the meadow brow." Quoth he, "As did Dame Venus, wouldst thou of me make trial? I would not like Adonis so fondly give denial. No, for thy sake, my sweeting, all ill I undergo. So thou wouldst grant to meet me upon the meadow brow. Sir, since I see you are loving, I'll tell to you the cause. You know both maids and young men live under country's laws, and should we be but spied, we should have men enough, where we should be derided upon the meadow brow. If this be all you fear, sweet, leave this alone to me. I'll point a time convenient, none shall our meeting see, where we will merry be, and talk of what's to do, where a kiss or twain I'll give thee upon the meadow brow. Ay, when you have me there, sir, you then may do your pleasure, but I will have you swear, sir, still for to do in measure, we might repent at leisure, should we out of measure do. I am half afraid to meet you upon the meadow brow. Sweetheart, I here protest and swear to use you there most kind. Keep promise in your meeting and love me as you find. I will not cross your mind whatsoever I do do. So you would grant to meet me upon the meadow brow. Then here's my hand, I'll meet thee, appoint both place and time. Quoth he, upon the meadow brow, tomorrow morn be time. I'll meet, quoth she, about 5 o'clock, and that's the most I'll do. So gentle heart, a kiss and part, and meet on meadow brow. Away then went these loving twain, but when that they did meet, let such as know the use outjudge how these two did greet. But might I spend my judgment as another man may do, I doubt they played the wantons upon the meadow brow. Whate'er they did, might I but know, my tongue shall prove no ranger. But did they well or did they ill, let them oppose the danger. Yet this shall be my wish for all that about such business go. Heaven send a merry meeting upon the meadow brow.